Okay, good to welcome everybody. The paper is on the table. I'd like to speak this evening about the subject of taking non-kosher medicine with non-kosher ingredients. You have gel caps or other medicines that have non-kosher products in it. Sometimes they make things out of shark cartilage or other types of stuff. Shellac from insects is used to make them look shiny and so on. So there are different things in medicines. Okay, right? Well, that's what we'll talk about. We'll see. Okay. And the question is it permissible to take such medicines, non-kosher medicines? Obviously, as we'll see, we're not talking about somebody whose life is in danger. Okay, obviously, if we're dealing with a cholos sheyesh bo sakana, somebody's life is mamish on the line, and that's what he has to take, then of course you can do anything, right? Except for, Gilai Raya, Savod Azar, and the Shuta Damim, but you can do whatever you have to do on Yom Kippur, or Shabbos, or whatever. So we're not talking about that. So we'll get to that. We're talking about somebody, life is not in danger, but the question is, can he take such medicine that's not kosher? So our point of departure is in this week's Sedra Parshas Vayishlach that we learned this morning. In source number one, we know that there's a prohibition. The Pasuk says in Bereishis Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Al-Kain lo yokul v'nei Yisrael es gid anoshe, asher al-kaf ha-yorech ha-reom hazeh, ki noga b'chaf yorech Yaakov et gid anoshe. We know that it's prohibited for b'nei Yisrael to eat the gid anoshe. Gid anoshe is the sciatic nerve, okay, asher al-kaf ha-yorech. It begins in the socket, basically by the hip. The doctors can recommend, I think, by the connects that which connects the hip to the thigh. There's some sort of a socket there, and I guess the radiologists don't deal with that too often. But anyway, the sciatic nerve goes down the back, okay, basically down to the bottom of the leg, and that's where Yaakov was wounded in his wrestling match with the Saros Shel Esav, and so he was wounded over there. Kinoga b'kafi Yerach Yaakov b'gid anoshe. That's where he was wounded. So the sciatic nerve, you're not allowed to eat. You can eat the meat, but right. it's from the hindquarters. Okay, as a general rule, though, the hindquarters, what's called acharayim, is generally not sold as kosher in America anyway. It's very difficult. It's not impossible, but it's expensive and it's labor-intensive to remove that nerve. So it's not kedai to spend time getting out and it ruins some of the cuts, right? So sirloin steak, I think you don't get. In Eretz Yisrael, what they do here is they sell that to the non-kosher butchers, and they sell it, and they're not worried about the gid anoshe. But the Jews are. So generally speaking, in America, you don't get achorayim, meat from the hindquarters. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have so many non-kosher butchers to sell it to. So it's worth it. So they devein it. The trebering, that's what's called in Yiddish. They devein it. They remove the gid anoshe. It's not allowed to eat the gid anoshe. Right, that's a further question. Right, depends. Right. So in America, generally, I think some places you can get it, huh? Yeah, so he does sell. He's a Sephardi, but I don't know. The regular mainstream kashrus organizations, I think, don't usually give hashgacha. Okay, right. Early Rabbanim. Yeah, 1990. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says in Masechet Shulam, the Avtzari Vav Medalev, second source, very simple. Ha'ocham begin on Asher Kazai. Sofek Arboim. If you eat to get on Asher, you get 40. You get Malkus. You get Sofek gets Arboim. Especially you get Malkus. Okay, and the Rambam Paskins Perek Ches. Hilchos Macholos Suos Halacha Beis. Ha'ochom Begin Anosha Apnimi. There are actually two parts. Okay, the inner nerve. Ha'ochom Begin Apnimi. Mokom Shala Kaf Loke. V'im'ochom Echelbo Mishara Gid Apnimi. If you eat, you're allowed to eat the fats or the things that are around the gid. It's just the gid itself, just that nerve itself. You're not allowed to eat, but fats and other parts of the gid you can eat. Or mikolachitzon, on the outer one, then makin also makas mardus. Means that's the rabbanon. The rice is the gid itself, and the rabbanon things surrounding the gid and the other nerve also. The kamashir achilo kizayis, and of course the shir here is a kizayis. And that's what it says in the right, like most other isurim. Shulchan Aruch, Yeridaya simen tamach hey sif ches, shnei gidim hein bayerach. There are actually two gidim at that point in the thigh. Echad pnimi samach leetzem. One is further inside near the bone. Echad sheni chitzon samach lebosom. One is on the outside closer to the flesh. Ushnei amasurim. They're both osur. V'tzarech lechatek. You have to cut them out. Elash ha'pnimi osur min ha'torah. V'hu ha'posh b'chol yerach. The inner one is what's osur b'doraisa. That goes down the whole thigh. V'achitzon osur b'divrein. The other one's d'rabbanon. Okay. Now, in the Gemara, we have a number of situations where the Mishnayos and the Gemara discuss what happens if you have something that's osur that gets mixed in with something that's most mutter, right? You have chalev or you have nevela, right? Non-kosher meat gets mixed in. So we know that as a general rule, the concern is what we call the sinas tam. Does it impart flavor to the mixture? Does this called, there's a trefa, trefa is a slang, it just means not kosher. Really, trefa is technical, means, you know, that it comes an animal that can't live out the year, that's punctured in certain areas and so on. But in the slang, we say anything that's not kosher, we call it trefa. So if you have this trefa, this non-kosher food mixed in, so it has to impart flavor. If it doesn't, if you have such a overwhelming amount of kosher food and a tiny drop of non-kosher food falls in, such that it doesn't impart any flavor, so then it's not a problem. You can eat the mixture. That's the din. Okay, that's the din as a general rule. So the Gemara discusses that as well by Gira Nosha. What if the Gira Nosha is mixed in with other foods? So the Gemara has a discussion, actually Machlokes, and about Sadi Tesman Beis in Chulin, and the Gemara has a conclusion. So source 5, Sadi Tesman Chulin, the Gemara says, the Tanya Rabbi Yishmael b'no Shabiechanam Broka Omer, ein begidin b'no Saint Tom. The gid itself, the nerve, does not impart any flavor. It has no flavor to it. It's not meat, right? It's a nerve, and it doesn't by itself have any flavor. Ain't begidin b'no Saint Tom. This is someone who disagrees, but for our purposes, the Gemara concludes there on Sadi Tesman Beis in Chulin. The Hilchasa ain't begidin b'no Saint Tom. The Halacha is the gid does not give off any flavor. And therefore, as Rashi explains, and that Gemara Tzadik Tesman Beis 6, Ein Begidin Beno Saint Tam, Umashlicho Vashar Muta. Therefore, if a gid gets, Gid Anosha gets mixed in with other stuff, so you can pluck it out and get rid of it. It will not trafe up, it will not ruin the mixture, because it does not impart, you don't even need Shishim. You don't need 60 to 1, any ratio, it doesn't matter, because it doesn't give off any flavor. It has no flavor. That's Ein Begidin Beno Saint Tam. Okay, keep that thought in the back of your head. The Rambam writes, in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, again, this time Perek Tes Zvav, Aleph Yud Zayin 7. Shari Surin Shabbat Torah. Most of the prohibitions in the Torah, Kulon, the Torah called Kulon, most of them, right? Kigon, Basar, Shkotzim, Urimashim, Chelev, Vidam. You know, all these forbidden foods, meat from insects and from other things, and Chelev, and blood, all these things, Chayotzim, and Shiur, and Shishim. The usual measurement is Shishim. We assume that up until Shishim, up until a 60 to 1 ratio, it does impart flavor. Past the 60 to 1 ratio, if the ratio is higher, then it doesn't impart any flavor. Whatever's there is like it's not there. Ketzad. Kezayis chelev kloyosh. Enough with tov Shishim kezayis mechelev ha'alyom. Okay, a kezayis of chelev. One kezayis of chelev. The chelev that's osir is the fat that's by the kidneys. Chelev ha'kloyosh. If that got mixed up with other fats, which are mutter, right, other fats from that meat is mutter. He had a ratio of 60 to 1, a kol mutter. Okay, nafal apachos mi shishim a kol osir. If it's down less than shishim, and it's osir, right? That's the thing. Rambam gives various examples. But at the end, he writes, regarding on the third line, the chen shuman shall gid hanosha. The shuman, which is the fat by the gid hanosha, oh, that's enough for like there shall bosom sharnos of the shishim. The fat from the, that does give off flavor, so therefore it follows the same rule as shishim. Okay, but at the end, the Rambam writes, "Vagid end of Aloch Yitzayin, the end of 7, Vagid atzmo ein misharin bo, ve'ena ose ela, she'ein v'gidim, ose and tam." The gid itself, just the nerve somehow, falls into your mixture, it doesn't impart any flavor, and therefore it's mutter, even without shishim, she'ein v'gidim, ose and tam. That's what it says as well in the Shulchan Aruch. Gufo shall gid ena ela ke'etz, she'ein bo tam. The gid itself is like a piece of wood. Okay, it doesn't have any flavor. No shit. Take it out. Okay, it doesn't. So no, so you can't eat it. So that's one second. Okay, you can't eat it by itself. Okay, so if you can't identify it, then you have a problem. Okay, but here, so you're allowed to just take it out. That's the point, because it doesn't impart any flavor. Let's just do what it says. Huh?
Leaving it.
Yeah, you can't leave it because you can leave it in also, just can't eat it. Okay, you can't eat the gid, that's for sure. So gufo shall gid eno ke same time, but afo pikan asar torah. Lefichach eno oser taruva so beplace so. It doesn't asar the mixture with whatever comes out of it. Now vaknoktos or shuman, these other branches of the gid and the fat, yeshbam tam, lefichach osin taruva some potan. They will beplace awesome. They will asar something. So one second. So the issue here is that gid has no flavor. So the question now becomes the following. They take it out. It doesn't trace it up. So an interesting, important Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, Daf Samech Hayam Rebbe, source 9, where the Mishnah says is a general rule, Zeh HaKlal, at the end of the Mishnah, Samech Hayam Rebbe, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Shebehanosav Osim Tam Osir, Kol Sheein Behanosav Osim Tam Mutter. Okay, it's a general rule. We only asser in a mixture something where flavor is transferred, right? And flavor means something you get benefit or pleasure. You enjoy, you eat it, it has a taste. Okay? So it says, if it has a taste, then it's also, but it has no taste at all, then it's mutter. Rashi explains, okay? Kol shem alas on tam, shenehneh, this is Avodah Zarah Samech Hanvei, shenehneh betamo shel iser. Okay? That you enjoy the flavor of this, the flavor is pleasant. It's something that would give you pleasure. Then you have, then it's also, okay? The highly but no same time was shra chaser. In other words, it gives it a proper, a positive, enhanced flavor. Okay, so then fine. V'chol she'ein ranas v'stam shenena b'tamo, then it's mutter. And it gives an example of vinegar fell into something else that says that it ruins the flavor. So the Gemara a little later, that's the Mishnah on Samach Hayin Beis. The Gemara on the bottom of Samach Zayin Beis going over to Samach Ches Amud Aleph, source 11. The Gemara says, one second, the Mishnah left out one thing. It says if it gives off a positive flavor, an enhancing flavor, then it's usur. If it gives off no flavor, then it's mutter. What if it gives off a negative flavor? What's called no same tam lifgam. The Mishnah didn't mention that, right? The Mishnah didn't mention. The Mishnah only mentioned it gives off positive flavor or it gives off no flavor. What if it gives off a negative flavor? So that's a machlokas on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. He's going over to Samach Ches on Aleph and Avodah Zarah. About Tanya, Echad no same tam lifgam, Echad no same tam shvach. Also, Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, as long as it gives off any flavor, then it's usur. That's what the Mishnah means. Whether it's a positive, enhancing flavor, or it's detrimental, it doesn't matter, it's usur. From Shimon Omer, no. Rav Shimon says, l'shrach usur. If it's a positive, then enhancing flavor, then it's usur. But l'fgam mutur. And the Gemara goes on a little later, Rav Shimon my time of. Why did Rav Shimon say this? So he quotes a pasuk, which we'll see in a second. It says, lo sochu kol nevela lagera shebisharach. Let's take a look. We'll turn the page. I'm sorry, it's on the page, but we'll take a look. The pasuk I printed over there in source 13. Parashas Re'eh, Dvarim Perek Yud Dalet, pasuk Kaf Aleph. Lo sochu kol nevela. You can't eat any meat that's in nevela. Nevela means meat that comes from an animal. It could be a kosher species, but it was not killed through shechita. It was killed through some other means or died. It may have died of old age, whatever. It died through some means other than through shechita. It doesn't matter, you know, that it's a kosher animal. A cow is a kosher animal, but if it's a shot or if it collapses or has a heart attack or whatever, that meat is called nevela. So it says, lo sochu kol nevela. It's a prohibition to eat nevela. What do you do with it? It says, la gera shebisharecha titan avachal. You can give it to a guy in your neighborhood. Rashi, by the way, says here in 14, ger here doesn't mean a convert. Someone who converts to Judaism, you can't give him, he's bound by the mitzvah the same as you are. Okay, so it cannot mean a ger, an actual convert. It means, it's a ger tosher. Shekibel of sholav of the zarev, ochel avelos. He's not going to worship the zarev, but a regular guy who doesn't worship the zarev, but he eats non-kosher. Okay, or he can sell. He's a, you know, titan about omachol anachri, possibly. Yeah, there's no, exactly, there's no prohibition of benefit. That, with the bus of a cholov, okay, meat and milk, then is a prohibition of benefit. But regular nevela, regular non-kosher meat, there's no issur to sell it. There's a discussion in the poskim, they shouldn't make that your regular business, but that's a separation. On a Torah level, there's no issur hanah on nevela. So what are you supposed to do with it? You're supposed to, and then the poskim goes on, take yam kodesh al shom chechel, it says again, lo tzivash al gubi chalei v'mo, right, that's bus of a cholov. But the first part of the poskim is we're interested in tonight, okay, tells you don't eat the nevela, but you can sell it or give it to a goy. All right. So based on that, let's go back now to the Gemara and Avodah Zarah Samach Zayin Beis. Go over to Samach Ches and Av. Rav Shimon's drasha is the Tanya lo sochlu no kol nevela ger sherecha kol aruuya leger kuya nevela. Something which is fit for a goy, in other words, meaning that the goy would want this item. So that's called nevela, and it's because it says you can't eat it, but you can give it or sell it to a non-Jew. Meaning something, to put it in simplest terms, something that is fit for human consumption, right, that the guy would want, either as a gift or he'd want to buy it or whatever, that's called nevela. Something which isn't, and it calls she'enaru, it's the top of Samach Ches on Aleph now, and then Avodah Zarah, she'enaru yulager, enakuri nevela, okay? If it's not fit for a goy, meaning the goy wouldn't want it because it tastes horrible, okay, it's not something an average person would eat, then that's not called nevela. In other words, in order to be classified as non-kosher food, it has to be food which is edible, which people would tend to enjoy eating. Jews can't eat it because we're bound by these halachas, but a non-Jew would be happy to eat it. That's what the Gemara says. Is and that's what the Mishnah means, okay? And that's what Shimon's point is. Rav Shimon says it's only considered usur if the flavor that it imparts is positive. If it enhances the product, that would want to eat it. If it makes the product taste sour or you know, basically inedible, ruins the flavor, nobody would want it, then that's not usur. So this is the principle of the Gemara Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah, the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah introduces to us that this notion of in order to qualify as an isser, it has to be something which the flavor is something the average person would wish or would get benefit to enjoy eating. Okay? Right, as Rashi says at the top of the next page, Rashi and Samach Ches also says, if it's something that's not fit for a goy, right, she'i shricha, it's spoiled, it's rotten, you know, it's got maggots in it, whatever. Okay, so the guy will mold, whatever, the guy will want it. And so then the Gemara goes on, Reb Meir says, that's only talking about something which is naturally, okay, we'll go into that machlokas. But what emerges from here, and that's what the Rambam writes, let's look in 15, Parak Tes Vav there, in Hilchos Macholos Asuras Alacha Chavchet, to Arbiyarnu, She'im Noson Dover Ha'osr Tamo, B'Dover Ha'mutter Nesar Kol. The rule is, if the forbidden product in the mixture gives off flavor to the mutter product, okay, then it's usher. The whole mixture is usher. Okay, it means up to shishim, right, as we learned. Bamed dvar mamurim b'shish bicho. That's only if the flavor that gave off is good, is positive, it's enhancing. Avalin pogam zeh iser lemuter v'hivsid tamo. But if the forbidden item ruined, you know, made it tasteless or ruined the taste, then there's no iser either. Harei zeh mutter. And the Rambam says it has to be pogam all the way, not that it started off and then later it became more flavorful or less flavorful. Again, a detail. There's Shulchan Aruch rules this way also in Yeridei Simon Kuv Gimel Sif Aleph 16. It says kol dover shetamo pogam. Anything which the flavor of which is rotten, is tasteless, is no, not tasteless. It tastes bad. Okay, it tastes awful. Okay, so taste, as we said, that was the that also is what we'll come back to that in a second. So let's see. So that's what we're talking about. So this, let's see. So he says that's the Shulchan Aruch says kol dover shetamo pogam eino oser tarubaso. Shulchan has a case, you know, even if by itself maybe it is tasty, but in this particular mixture with the other ingredients, it's no good. Maybe, look, you know, you can think of certain spices maybe, you know, by themselves are okay, but in this particular mixture, you know, it's, I don't know, I mean,
burger, cheese.
Whatever, no, but you can, I don't know, I remember once seeing some comic or whatever, you know, dealing with kids, you know, at a restaurant. So the waiter is saying to the kid, you know, so you sure you want hot fudge and caramel on your French fries? You know, I mean, by themselves they're fine, but in that particular mixture, I think most people would find it revolting, right? Okay, anyway, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and it's in Beis. A negative flavor doesn't mean it has to be disgusting that you find, but anything which the average person considers no good. Okay, with that background in mind now, okay, you can see maybe where we're going with this a little bit, because the in order for a flavor to an item to become usher in a mixture, the item has to be, or even to be labeled usher, even not in a mixture, it seems that it has to be something which has a positive taste. With a nevela is not called nevela. I don't know what it's called, but it's not nevela. If it's rotten, so there's no isser per se to eat rotten non-kosher meat. I'm not sure if anyone will do it, but there's no isser because that's not called nevela. Similarly, the Gemara in Pesachim 17, the Gemara says in Pesachim Chav Dalar Beis Iker Damri Amar Rebevo Amar Yochanan Kol Isurin Shavatara Ein Lokin Alein Ela Derech Hanaasam. You don't get malchus, okay, unless you consume the product in a pleasurable way that you enjoy, right? The way that's enjoyable to consume it. Lemutei mai amar b'shur ba'ashi lemutei m'shinich chelev shol shor anisko agabe makoso shol potter. Okay, now I get hanok from chelev, okay, or shor anisko is an animal that was stoned because it was a gourd and stoned more than three times, okay, or even once if it kills somebody, whatever. So your potter, if you use that fat as some kind of ointment or some kind of a medicinal treatment, you put it on your wound. I'm not sure how that works, but whatever it was soothed, I guess, somehow. That's not usher. Why? As Rashi says, because ain derech hanoso. That's not usher. And the Rambam, that's not the normal means of using it. Yeah.
I mean, hana means two things. It means pleasure.
Right.
It also means a monetary thing, benefits.
Right.
So healing your wound, you are getting the
right. Benefit. But that's not, you're right, it's true, but that's not considered derech hanoso. That's not considered normal. That's the point. That's going to be considered the normal way of eating or something, or using it. Yeah.
You said nevela is not
high
unless it's edible.
Yeah, edible, right.
So, you know,
I'm
not sure it's an exception.
Oh, exactly. We'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that in a second. We'll
get to that. Because people didn't use it.
Because that's not the normal means. Oh, he's not eating. Eating is a normal. Eating is a normal issue.
Wasn't normal.
Yes, right. Right. Apparently not.
Apparently not. Right?
Yeah. That's how we do so. But most people, yeah, that you're in association with. So let's take a look at the Rambam. Yeah.
Normal eating and using.
No. If normally people do what that item is put on their wound. No, what I'm saying is normally people put on their wound, so that's the normal use, and that would be called the regular isar not.
Yes.
That would be also, yeah. Let's see the Rambam. The Rambam will give clear examples. Per Yud Dalet, Ilchos Macholosus, Halacha Yud, 19. Kol ha'ochlin ha'asurin eno chayav aleim ad sheyochal osan derech hanah. All foods that are prohibited are prohibited only if you get pleasure or joy from it. Okay, hano. Exception, basa b'cholav. Okay, that's meat and dairy mixture. And kila akarim. Kila akarim is when you plant vegetables and vegetables by a vineyard and so on. They grow together. Okay, why? Lefi shalo nemar behen achilo. Because we'll just digress for a moment. If you look in the Torah, you will never find a specific pasuk that tells you not allowed to eat basa b'cholav. Never says it. It says what? Lo Savash. We had that pasuk up above in 13. Three times. Lo Savash Gedi Bachalim appears three times. Once over there in Re'e, in source 13, 14 rather. Also in Mishpatim and in Kisisa. And the Gemara has a drasha, among others, that since it says it three times, it's one for Yisra Bishul, one for Yisra Achila, one for Yisra Hanah. But it never uses the word Achila. Similarly, by Kila Kerem, the pasuk has like a Pentikdash. Pentikdash also says they don't eat it. So therefore, what the rule the Rambam is telling you, when the Torah says don't eat something, then the Isser is to eat it in a normal way that people eat it. Okay? And therefore, otherwise, it's mutter. Those are the exceptions. Look at the example the Rambam gives. Hari shehimcha es hachelev. A guy took chelev. Fat from meat. Normally, you eat it, right? What did this guy do? He melted it down. He melted it. The gomo, and he swallowed it, kishucham, when it was piping hot, adshenichva grono, it burnt his throat. Okay? That's not the normal thing to do. He does not violate the Yisr Chalev. Why would do it? Okay, but that's what he did. Oh, she'achal chalev chai, or he ate it raw. Okay, cut out the fat from the meat, and he ate it raw. Okay? Huh? Whatever, I don't know. But so he ate it raw, so Lemay said that's not derech achila. Oh, she'irev dvarim marin. He mixed it, he cooked it together with bitter, lousy tasting stuff. Okay, or you put this kind of thing into yayanes, or wine, or tokudeir shalavela, or ochon kishen marin. Oh, she'ochel ochel aser acharshi sriach vehivish. He ate it after it rotted. He ate this meat been sitting outside in the sun or whatever, a few days, so it's rotten, and he ate it anyway. Okay, I wouldn't, don't do this at home. But I mean, he said it's mutter. Okay, because of batam ochel adam, it's not considered fit for human consumption, and therefore potter. Okay, and that's the one. He also says similarly, and of all places, Nilchus Yisoda HaTorah, Perakei Halacha Ches.
You mean to take something that is Royal Achila
and change it, and you'll make it any Royal Achila. Because that's Derech HaNosah. Derech HaNosah means it's a normal way. Okay. Correct. Now, the Rambam writes that of all places, Nilchus Yisoda HaTorah as well, Perakei Halacha Ches, is a gigantic several page Mishnah. I don't know those Mishnah Melech that go on. So he has an analysis of some of this, which is some important things about both. But anyway, he says, he also speaks about this over there, that look at the last line, he says, Son of God, except for Basra Cholov and Kila Kerem, Shasur Afishal Ochid Achanasan, and has to do with Mitzrapim, we're using it for medicinal reasons, we'll get back to. Okay? Now, the question then becomes, so wait a second, what about Gid Hanosha? We said, Ein B'Gidin Menos in Tam, they don't have any flavor, it's like wood, so then why is it Osir? So that's what you have to say. So let's take a look. You have to say Chulin Tzadi Beis on Beis 21. Ula Omar Eitzu. Come on, Gidan Osher, right? 21. Ula says it's like a stick, like wood. Vahatorah Chilav. Okay, as Rashi says over there. Udir Asu Ula Omar Afal Pisha Eitzu. Hatorah Chilav. That's the pasuk. There's a custom that even though Taki, like you said, gives an exception. Usually, something in order to be classified as food that's usher. And by the way, Gid does say, right? We start with the pasuk. Okay, lo yochul b'nei Yisrael. Just a side point. That's the first time b'nei Yisrael mentioned. The first time we have that word, that term. Yeah, that's the first time that term is mentioned in Torah. What's the alkane? That's not a good drush. Alkane, what's alkane? Yeah, what's alkane? You have to remember there, but alkane bereth. So it's to remember Shabbos. It's to remember this exactly. And people ask, how do you remember by not doing something? That's the question. Usually, you remember something by doing something. So I didn't eat Gidon Osher in the last 10 minutes. I'm a kind. It's 10 minutes, guys. But meanwhile, that's what Ula says. There are two other possibilities about Gidon Osher. The Chavos Das, in the Chavos Das written by the Yaakov of Lisa, that's the Nesivos, and his work on Choshen Mishpat was called the Nesivos HaMishpat. I guess that's the most famous of his works. But he wrote many other things. Derech HaChaim in the Cities, he sometimes quoted. Okay, and it says, on Yoredei, it's called the Chavos Das. So in Simon Kuf, in the Biurim, Sukkot and Zion, he has a different point. He's bothered One second. I don't understand. How could you say, how could you have a machlokas? I'm saying outside. How could you have a machlokas in the Gemara where the Gidin gives off a flavor, doesn't give off a flavor? That's what we concern. That's what we had back in the source number, whatever it was there, right? In
the
very beginning, right? It's called Sadi Testament Base, the source 5. Rabbi Yisrael, Benoch, Echim Rokas, and the Hilkasa, ain't beginning with some time. Says the Chavazaz. Why don't you just call a goy? Have him taste it. Tell us, what does it taste like? You know, does it have a flavor or not have a flavor? I mean, I have a gemara, So we do talk about kvela tasting it, but here you have a machokas in the gemara where it gives off a flavor. So the question is, that's a Matthias question. Just ask, you know, right? So that's I don't know. So somebody told me the truth is somebody told me that in the OU. They have a fellow there, or they had a fellow there, who knows, there's a security guard, and he's often called upstairs to taste something, you know. Okay, this when they were testing some product that the company sent them, you know, or whatever, he's the guy, well, the official taste, huh? That's the machokas what Kvela means. I mean, Mamash an expert, but he's a reliable fellow. I don't know. That's what they told me, that they trust him. So the truth is that this guy has an important impact on Kasha's United States. It's America. whatever his name is. Anyway, huh? Yeah, probably. Right, comments. Anyway, but that's what Chavis Das asked that kasha. So he concludes, look at the last line of 23. Elevada the Yeshlotam. The Gemara didn't mean has no flavor. Gid does have a flavor. Is the tam powerful enough to impact the other stuff in a mixture? That was the machlokas. Not that gid has no tam. It has a flavor. The machlokas was, is it a strong enough flavor to impart it to other food, like usually up to shishim or not? It's what we call a tam kolosh. It's a weak flavor. So that would, for us, it would solve our problem too. It doesn't mean ein begidin mosin tam, literally it has no flavor. Even though it doesn't look like that from the Gemara, says Eitzu, but it means it has a little bit of flavor. Then the Chavis Das elsewhere has some flavor. Huh? Yeah.
A 100 of the Gidin and one thing of meat,
Right. Enechanami. You're right, but I guess it's still not, it's such a weak flavor. It doesn't mean it has no flavor. Yeah, it doesn't mean it has no flavor.
Is it
good? Yeah, it's good enough. It's good enough. All right, anyways, there it is. All right, anyway, the Chavis Das elsewhere in Siman Kuf Gimel, that was in Siman Kuf, the Chavis Das in the Biurim in Siman Kuf Gimel, Sukkot Nalav 24, has another possibility. He says that you're right, by itself it could be the Gid. It's an important Chavis Das because it talks about other things that Nevela, it's important when you're learning those kashas, he discusses here that the concept of Einarula Ger and Shaloka Derechano is not the same thing. Perhaps it's a chetz and gavur type of issue and so on. But be that as it may, what he suggests by gid is that no, you could cook up the gid in such a way that it'll be flavorful. Right? Theoretically, you could cook up the gid. Just like we talked about before about putting lousy stuff in and ruining the flavor. So you can take a gid and you're tell for it, right, exactly. Or with a story, rock soup or whatever, right? You know, you add some carrot, right. Add some carrot. So that's right. But he said the gid really by itself. No, we asked, is gid in it? How can there be this to the gid? Isn't it flavorless? Right, so the answer is no. It's in a mixture, it could be flavorful, and it's still awesome. That's the idea. It's coming to tell you that there's an issue to eat the gid, even in a way that is a flavor. Okay, people can make things out of right. They make tofu. You can make. That's what he says. Okay, but be that as it may, that's the background information. Oh, that's the introduction. Okay, that's the background information. Those important things relating to kasher. So now, the question to our issue. You see where we're going, okay? Because you have medicine. Okay, and whether it's made out of cartilage from some shark or whatever, or gel caps or whatever, okay, these things have no taste. There's no flavor to it, yeah.
At this point, aren't we talking about things that have shishim? But, there's things that have a culture, like shrimp or...
The question is, you don't know, but in a given medicine, you don't know how much there is. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, in economy.
But aren't there things that are even a microscopic...
No, that's certainly, but not those kinds of things. So even in the chametz on Pesach is also mashul, right? Even a tiny drop.
Even in the berry.
Yeah. I mean, it's a whole thing. That's also yes. It's not bottle. I don't want to learn that halachas of bittul, okay? But let's just see. Let's go a little by there. Okay. Keep this in the back. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sim Kuf Nun Hey Siv Gimel, okay. B'shari surim misrapim emakom sakana afilu derech hanasa. by most Isurim, if there's a Makom Sakana, obviously, it's about a guy's life and death, so he can eat whatever he wants, whatever he has to, okay, even in the normal manner. But for Shalom and Makom Sakana, if there's no danger, there's no life and death danger here, a guy is a Cholash. There's really three categories of sick people in Halacha. There's a Cholash, Yesh Po Sakana, or there's life and danger. Then you do whatever you have to do. Kippur, Shabbat, doesn't matter. You do whatever you do to save his life. Okay? Then a Cholash, Ein Bo Sakana means there's no danger. He's not going to die from this. But either he's Mutal or Mishkov, meaning he's bedridden. That guy's got the flu. You're not going to die from it, but you know, you're bedridden. Or maybe not bedridden, but he can't function normally, right? The Choli Kol Gufo. Everything aches. That's not life and death. People today won't die from it. But that's called the Cholash Ein Bo Sakana. And then there's what's called Mechush, or Mechush Ba'alma. It's uncomfortable. It's like a guy's got a headache, his upset stomach. You would not go to work. Okay, you know, you go to work, okay, and you'd be uncomfortable, you'd try and take some medicine, as an aspirin or whatever to get you through the day. You wouldn't, right, those are different levels. So, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simon Kufnun HaSim Kimmel, B'shar Yisum Misrabim Mokom Sakana, Afilu Derech HaNoson. If it's a Sakana, then even in the normal fashion, we'll do whatever you want. B'shalom Mokom Sakana, there's no danger, then K'derech HaNoson Osir, eating something in a forbidden food in a normal fashion, it's taka aser. That's not enough for a reason to waive the laws of kashrus, because you're not going to die from it. Shalom k'derech hanoson. If you eat it in an abnormal way, then mutter. Again, except for kila karamos, chalav, and so on. Okay? Of course, the Shach points out to God, you're talking about eating this item, l'tzarek refuah. Okay, where this what you're eating is going to contribute to your health. That's Tom. We don't just say, oh, chol shein bo sakana. Okay, now you can eat pork as long as shalom k'derech hanoson. It means it has to have medicinal, you know, benefit for you. Okay, so we'll get that too. We'll get that also. Okay, but that's the shulchan aruch. So now, however, so it would seem to be from this point to take a medicine, okay, which is shalom k'derech hanoson. You don't enjoy. There's no flavor. So even though you're eating gel caps or shellac, you know, from an insect or whatever it may be, that seems to be okay. Even so, even for somebody who is chol shein bo sakana. Again, right? You should be allowed to. However, the problem is like this. Okay, there is a sugin psachim, okay, 27, the Mishnah. It says as follows, famous Mishnah, beginning of the second paragraph, which gets its name from this Mishnah, Chof Alav, Kol Shah, Shemutar Lechol, Machil Behem Lechayel Ofos. As long as it's Mutar, on Erev Pesach, any time of the day where it's still Mutar to eat Chometz, meaning until midday, Doraisa, right? You're allowed to eat Chometz until midday. Midar Abonon, it makes it early, 10:26, or whatever time it is that year, right? But Midar Abonon, Midaraisa, midday. So as long as it's Mutar to eat Chometz, it's also mutter machel behem lechayel ofos to feed it to your pets, also to your animals. Umochen lachen, and you can still sell it if you want. Umutter b'hanoson, and you can get whatever hano you want. Avar zmano, but if the time has passed, midday has passed, then it's osur b'hanoson. Okay. Rashi says, okay, and he points really to the Gemara. All right. Once it's mutter to eat, then it's also we'll see. He really points to the Gemara. So let's see what the Gemara says on Amud Beis. Chafal Amud Beis. Umutter b'hanoson. So one says pshita. You just said you can give it to your animal, and then it also says mutar b'hanah. Well, that's the same thing. And why? What's pshita? Lo tzricha shechorcho kodem zmano. We're talking as follows: the guy before the zman of the Yisr Chometz, whatever it is that year, he took a bread chamamish chometz and he burnt it to chorcho, and he burnt it to a crisp. So now you have left ashes. Okay, he burnt it before the zman. Okay, so says in the Mishnah. Gemara says. Mishnah means the teacher, like Rava says, the Amar Rava, Chorcho Kodem Zmano, if you burnt your chametz to a crisp before the Zman, Mutter Behana Afil Acher Zmano. Now you can have Hana from it even after the Zman has arrived, because it's not chametz anymore, it's ashes. Okay? So what exactly? I don't know, what do people do with ashes? I don't know, you can put it, if it's icy, you can put it on your ice, or use it for whatever you ice, ashes, or salad, I don't know, whatever. Okay, it's after this one, huh? The healing, right, that's what it's all about. They say sometimes you put ashes on an open wound, somehow it soothes it. I don't know, but whatever you want. So, I guess, okay, well, we'll get to the ink soon. Anyway, that's the Gemara. All right, so the Gemara says again, the famous Gemara, Chorcho Kodizmano, Buta Bahano Afil Acharzmano, is you burnt it to a crisp. Okay, comes the rush on that Gemara, on the Nukhus, I'm sorry, before the rush, the Raman Pasnazar, okay, Per Gimel, Nukhus Chomes Masalach Yidalach 31, all right, Vim Sarfo Kodim Shah Shishis, If you burnt it before the 6 hours, before the Zman HaIsur, you can use the ashes even on Pesach itself. Of course, if you didn't burn it till after the Zman HaIsur arrived, then you can't, because it already had a chalos of chometz, right? It was already chometz. Okay, then it's also banon, so you can't do anything with it. Okay. Comes the rush, Derem Psachim, Perak Beis Siman Aleph, and he's Medayik. 1 second. It says in the Gemara, once you burn it before the Zman, you burnt it, let's say, 2 days before Pesach. You burnt the bagel 2 days before Pesach. Now you have ashes. So now you're allowed to have hanah from it after the Zman is on Pesach. Says the Rosh, it says you're allowed to have hanah. Can you eat it? So the Rosh wants the Medayik. No, you can't. The Rosh says, okay, yesh, he quotes the Gemara, and he says, I mean, it was inedible, right? The dog would eat it. We were talking your dogs before. Here it is. So says the Rush, second line of 2032. Some want to say, says the Rush, that this heter is not only to get hana from it, but even you're allowed to eat it. Why? Because the afra ba'almahu, right? It's dust. It's gar. It's ashes. But the lomis taber, I don't think it's true, says the Rosh. The afal pi the bota das ochel it's a karami komak and kaven the ihu kaachale usher. The Rosh wants to say no. The Gemara means hana only is mutter. Eating it is not mutter. Why? And he quotes Kain Kalam Rav Artzeloni. Okay, and so on. The hanimili the mutter b'hana alachas ma'avachila lo. Why? So this is the principle which you call halacha called achshave. Achshave means that you by eating it, I don't know who would want to eat ashes. But by eating it, you're showing that you consider it to be ochel. You consider it, so for you, for the rest of everybody else in the world, it's not. But for you, it's already considered. That's the principle called Rush, and other Rishonim call Achshavei. So if you take it, if you eat it, so that shows that you're considering it food, and therefore that's why the Gemara didn't say Mutar Bachil, it only said Mutar Behanah. So says the okay, so 1 second. So that was on a Doraisa level. We'll make it clear. We're talking about Darabana. For sure, there's only Darabana. We'll see. But first of all, not everyone agrees with this, Rosh. The Ran, I printed it. Yeah, just you want to eat the ashes. Whatever, okay. According to him, it's mutter. Okay, let's see. Okay, and a chanami, but the Rosh's opinion is that, and other Rishonim say that once you consider food, now it's ochel. Before we said, in order to be considered ochel, it's something that people would eat. Well, this guy is eating it, so for him, it's ochel. Even though for the rest of the world, it's not. We'll see. I don't know if I'll get to that, but yeah, it could be. For food. Yeah, that's what he said, because for you, it's, yeah. The Ran disagrees. The Ran on the Rift there of Sokka Mahamed Bay is in the Balamor there, and I printed a bit of Noach, which is in the Frankel edition, Sefer Menuchon, there Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah, Perkim of the Aleph and the Ram of above. These Rishonim disagree, and they say no. When the Gemara said Hano, it's Mutter B'Hano, it meant Mutter B'Achila too. Why didn't it say Mutter B'Achila? Because who in their right mind is going to eat it? They were talking about Dibra HaKosu B'Hove. They talked about what's most likely. Nobody's out. Maybe Muhammad, some nuts, going to eat it. Right? But, of course, it's mutter to eat it also. It's not chametz. Like you said, it loses. That's how the Ran writes. He said the reason the Gemara mentioned achila, because look what he writes in the third line, 33, who in the world eats burnt bread? Okay? Therefore, it said mutter. Hana, you could conceive of uses for eating. Okay, a meshugana wants to eat it. It's a meshugana, but that's his business. And that's what Ben Manoch says as well. Okay, he says that it's certainly mutter b'achila as well. It loses its status of chametz. Not interested in hearing about achshavei. Okay, this crazy guy eats it. The Gemara says it's mutter. It's mutter b'ana. It's mutter b'achila. The only reason they mention hana is because achila, they didn't think anyone's going to eat it. Okay, yeah. Oh, that's the Gemara. Now, the Pichadosh among the Achonim, the Pichadosh also says like that. In Hilchos Pesach, it's in Tof Mem Beis Siftes, okay, 35. He quotes the Rosh. Okay, that's what he mentioned. Achshav is Aran v'Amor Kosher Shemuta Afila B'Achila Kevon SheYotza MiTorah's Pas. It's no longer in the category of bread. Okay, V'Chein Nira Ikerhu Da'afar Ba'Alma. That he thinks is correct. Okay, and the Sfasemis gives us a chap. Sfasemis Erem Sochem Chaf Almei Zomasa Ayin Barosh quotes the Rosh, and he says no. He says because remember the way we have today. Why did the Gemara say Hana? Because maybe the Gemara was talking about a case. Remember we have today this Achila. Shows up an hour earlier than Issa Hana. Right? Issa Achila is 2 hours before, so it's 10:46. Issa Hana is 11:51, whatever it is that year, right? So he said, let's say the guy burnt it between the fourth and third. So then it's too late for Achila, but it's still Mutab Hana. That's the case. Chorcho, Kodim the Zman of Issa Hana, but after the Zman of Issa Achila, that's why the Gemara is Achila. Okay, it's Achab. But many agree with the Rambam. I mean, with the Rosh, I mean. The Trumas Hadeshim, it's in Kuvchav Tes, talks about an interesting case, Shaila 37, Dio, ink, which is made, or they made ink out of a beer with Shechar Zorim, barley, you know. And so the question is, you have various types of things that are in the ink. Can you use that ink on Pesach or not? Okay, to write with on Pesach. Assuming you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed, right? So writing is important. Okay, so he says, Yeroa, Chuv, the Shari Lichtavot's Mutter. Okay, and he says that's the Mutter Bahanoah. And it was made into ink before. It's not edible, right? It's Chorcho Kormuz Mano. So this ink was made from whatever Chometz product as long as it was made before. So it's Mutter Bahanoah. And he says, and now he discusses, well, what if a guy, and I guess sometimes people do that also, they have a pen, and you put it in your mouth. Yeah, you put it in your mouth, you keep it, so you wet it, or whatever it was. So now, can you eat that ink, and so on and so forth? And anyway, so he mentions this issue. Tokidei, this too, it's clear that he agrees with the Rosh, that there's this thing called Akshavei. He says, by ink, that's not Akshavei, because you're not intending to eat it. Okay, not your goal isn't to eat it. You put it in the ink, and they put that pen, it's like the old quill pen, they put it in your mouth to wet it, or something like that. So you're right, willy-nilly, you may swallow something. That's not, he says, I agree with the Rosh, that if you do it with intention to eat it, it would be a problem. But that's going to call out to it. So he agrees with the Rosh. Okay, the Bach in Simitofen Membe, Zichus Pesach, in OC Gimel 38, okay? The Bach also discusses this, and he also seems to side with the Rosh. He says that he quotes the Rosh, who quotes those who say that it's Mutter, but he says, well, he's the Galeim, he disagrees, okay? And but he says, I don't understand, but what does Achshavei mean? He says, let's say a guy ate grass or whatever. So now we're going to label that food. I mean, what is it? All right, v'chi'ilu ocho offer. A guy ate other ash. I mean, what kind of business? What do you mean? What's the whole svar of achshavei the bach is? This crazy person went ahead to eat them. So now he considered it food. What's going on? And he brings riots about Shavuot. So he says, no. So he says like this again. He says, because since you can make from these ingredients by mixing it with other good tasting stuff, you can make something edible out of it. Okay, theoretically. And this guy is willing to eat it without mixing with good flavored stuff. So there is food. That's what a Bach says. The Rambam... Right. That, but not for eating.
If you want to eat it, that makes it chametz again?
Yeah, that's...
If you want to eat it so bad, but you're not going to eat it...
That's what the Bach says.
You're not sure again because you would eat it that's what they brings it back into the...
It only brings it back in Rabbi Chometz as far as your eating is concerned. It's a little strange.
Maybe
it's
just
a zera.
Yes,
it is. I should stress, we'll see in a second. That's how the Taz writes. Okay, skip down for a second. You look in the Rambam, Perek Dalek, Yod Aleph, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Chometz Umasa, Pas She'ifsha, V'nifshal Amalecha, a kelef, bread that got stale and moldy or whatever, and even a dog would need it and so on. So then it's mutter, you don't have to get rid of it, it's mutter on Pesach. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says in the top members of test. Chomech in his afish kodim zman isuro. It rotted, it became mildewy or whatever before the zman isur. And it's nifsam echilat akelev, even a dog wouldn't eat it. Okay, oh, shesorfa be'eish unechacha. Well, you burnt it, the dog wouldn't eat it. So it's mutter lekaim, you have it on Pesach. The Tah is right. Mutter lekaim over Pesach, but the Taz passes like the Rosh. You caught in Ches 41, but the Zuki, this is your point. Alav achila aser, afagav de eno royal achila mikol makum iu achshei achila kein kas moros. V'nir the devada ain chuv the raisa b'zeh. No, not the raisa. It was the rabbanon. They made such a gzera. Okay, that's what he says. And the raya is that in Yom Kippur, he brings his mayas before Yom Kippur. Dov Yom Kippur ki ochal achila sheno ripater. That's not cool. If a person eats a piece of paper on Yom Kippur, you didn't violate Yom Kippur. If you ate dirt on Yom Kippur, you didn't violate Yom Kippur. Okay. Yes.
If he did it,
right.
And he only did it, okay.
Yeah, that's what it says. There no one. No, I think not. I think not.
Why not?
That's Hano, no. Oh, no, it can have Hano. I'm sorry. I guess he should be allowed to.
What should we say?
No, no, that's
you.
Yeah, we don't need that. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, let me just finish up these macarons. Will come to the medicine. So you see where we're going, obviously, with medicine, because medicine you do put in your mouth, right? So even if it's gel caps or so, we'll see. All right, there, Shulchan Harav. Okay, we'll see it too. So top my base, Lamed Beis, the Shulchan Harav also quotes this way. Okay, that it's mutter the Mishabura. Okay, Mr. Cotton, the same Simmons of Cotton, Mem Gimel. He says, "Bahu adin the mutter manav achila asa the rabbanon achar Pesach the afal gav the achila shenuiyahu the hadisal lakol mikomach and came and she wrote the lechol aser the achshavei And he says, the dafke b'ze apsha, who nafong mele chometz, zeh shenafsa chometz, the tocha maichel, afil rak ruba ain less olecho, so maichel do chometz zeh ka'afra b'amo. He says, if it got mixed up with other stuff, then it's not chometz. All right, so writes the Mishnah Berurah. Now, basically...
what if something is not oil to tell us?
Yeah.
A crazy person eating.
Yeah, but that's what we're talking about. That's actually. So comes the Shagetz Aryeh.
Is that actually about this little
bit? Yes.
Is any of it influenced by the Chomer of this or of Chometz?
Yeah, so one second, maybe it's a Chomer of Chometz, maybe. Well, Yisur Hanah, you know, maybe it's only by Yisur Hanah. But again, I don't think so. It seems to me that Akshave is across the board. Okay, so comes along, and that verse comes along the Shagas Aryeh, okay, who's obviously an important Tachor, and Simon Ayin Hay, and he says, Vakati Yeshli Le'ayin, Chole She'ein Bo Sakana. Again, Cholos Yishva Sakana, all bets, do whatever you want. I have 44. Cholos She'ein Bo Sakana. Imutar Lecho Velistos Ochul Mashkin She'ein Rom Yom Kippurim Lerfuah. Okay, medicine, Kippur. That's what he's, the topic there is in Kippur. Okay, and he writes, Umistabrali, I'm going to quote the whole thing, but you can look it up. I see an INA. Umistabrali, the Ochlin Umashkin She'ein and Ruin Afil Lerfuah Usser. Cave under Ochlan Achshavinu. Comes the Shagas Aryeh based on the Rosh and says, listen, you're putting it in your mouth if you're eating it, and therefore it's Akshavei. So therefore it's Aser. It's Aser in Kippur. It's Aser in Vichyagav, the cause of a Rosh. And he's not talking about Chomer the Pesach here, yeah. Very good. So based on that, most Achronim disagree with this. Right, so that's the thing. There's a difference between eating and ingesting or swallowing. So I want to show you the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh quotes the Rosh, and he says that the Tosser. Most of the poskim disagree with this chumah of the Shagas Aryeh. They say you can't say Akshavei in that. The Ksav Sofer, for example, in his Tshuvas Chelek Archaim Sim Kuf Yud Aleph 45, okay, he doesn't quote the Shagas Aryeh, but disagrees, and he says no issur whatsoever over here because that's not called Akshavei. You're not intending to eat it. Okay, he says, look at the last line of that first paragraph. Ubor leaf to kol she ochel onen le refuah. Okay, harelo Akshavei. That's not Akshavei. Okay, that doesn't make it food. Okay, nobody would come home at the end of the day. I'm hungry. Let me see if I can have any pills in the closet. I'll eat that for have a snack. Right? That's not old food. He's taking it because it's well. They have other problems, right? But that's an exception. So he disagrees. And there, and Rav Moshe, yeah.
Someone mentioned isn't it Johnson Yom Kippur because there's a different eating,
different definition. You know, yeah. So I don't want to tell you Yom Kippur now, but Yom Kippur now is the same. That's itself a jump, yeah. But the Shagas Aryeh is still Shagas Aryeh, and he made that jump. Most of the Achronim disagree. Yes, that's true, too. The Shagas, you would know. Right? His name is Aryeh. So. All right, but the Rav Moshe Feinstein in Aigus Moshe, Arachayim Chelek Beisim Tzadi Beis, okay, Rav Tshuva to Rav Greenblatt, the Prime Greenblatt from Memphis, Rav Refua, Shula Yesh Chashash Chimut, he told me he's talking about the Chomets and so on. Okay, so he writes, "Uvedvar harfuah shatatorch lichna kav bepesach, matachoshish ula yesham ezech shash chometz." He named me Kevin shulurafuahs hanituach shasu beiver apim because he had this operation, whatever. And it's a sakana. He said, "Oh, he also says there's no issue. Ain lechom malachshos v'tikach harfuah lekemosh ocha rofet." And then he writes on this shadut zom. Okay, that's a Moshe right. Ravad Yosef yichavedas chelik beisim and samech sheela tavlios uglulos pills. Okay, and other capsules and so on. She'ein alein hechsher mukhel Pesach. Even Pesach has no hechsher, and it's a chashash. Maybe it's made out of chometz. Is it mutter or not? And he quotes the Rosh, and he says most achronim would say it's not a problem. He says he quotes about halfway down, maybe 7 lines above. Chen kasser gan Yehuda Leib Grabert from Toronto. Charles Shus Chavolim and Imim lahatir lishamis a Pesach b'samer marpe she'esh bem tavos chometz. He said, Akshavei doesn't apply to a mixture anyway. That's his. Sorry. Akshavei is only an item itself, not on a mixture. Someone asked before that mixture, so we get to it. That's him. I can see you asked. It's mixed with other stuff. And he also quotes, let me hold over the question later. I want to finish. Ragon, Mofes, Hador, Chazonish, Kosav, Tavlos, Refua, Shemur, Ben Kemach, even has flour in it. If it's mixed with other stuff that's not considered food, Ein Bohem, Isum, Mishum, Chomet. There's no Isser and Chomet, okay? It's like a complete... Yeah, very good question, okay? And at the end, he writes, B'sikum, we'll see some at the end. At the end, look what Ravadi writes, B'sikum, Ravadi say very very kind to us, that after the Shuvah, he usually writes a little summary. I can see what he passed. B'sikum, Mutter l'chola she'ein bo sakon l'shamesh b'tav l'yos Okay. Unless buvad, and this is an important point, that's going to be used with flavored or good flavored medicines and so on. Okay. That's only chosher. It's talking about mechush ba'alma. Just have a little bit of headache. He says you wouldn't be allowed to. Just on the gel caps issue, we don't have time to go into it now. I just collected a couple. First of all, gel caps, gelatin altogether is the subject of a big discussion. Now, gelatin is made from bones of animals. Okay, but by the time they crush it up and pulverize it, and they heat it, and they leave it out to dry, and by the time you finish it, it has nothing to do with it anymore. Okay, it doesn't even have any kind of resemblance to the original thing. So Reb Chaim Ozer, in the Tshuva, and Reb Chaim Ozer was the posek in Europe, you know, in Vilna, 1941-48, at that time, I guess, it was a new thing. Min avak chadash. This new type of thing, they make a dust, right? Asher motzo, but some of it's made out of dried bones, but they mix in various other types of things, you know, that's what he's talking about. Anyway, he's Mekel, and more recently, I mean, it's a while ago, but more recently, Chaim Ozer, Rosi Pesach Frank, Chuvis Erdeya, Shahartzi, Erdeya Simon Pei Gimel, Glida, 49, Shema Arvin Bo Gelatin, ice cream, they put gelatin in, okay? And they put in the gelatin, and it comes from ragle chazirim, or the feet, the bones of an animal's foot, of a pig's foot, or their skin, like you mentioned. Okay, and what he gives you the recipe. The vashim, they cook it up, they strain it. He tells you, I guess someone told him exactly, they make it. Chaim Ozer also like that. Anyway, at the end, he says, there's a little bit of machlokas poskim. At the end, he thinks it's mutter too. The American poskim at that time, Asid, it's a Baron Cutler, it's a lengthy tshuva. If you want to look it up, it's Mishnah Zavaron Simon Yud Zayin. I didn't print it. You know, usually I try with the tshuvas to find a paragraph. I couldn't find one. Rebaron, I never learned by Rebaron until I was a little boy. But people say like everything was very fast. He talked very fast. His Yiddish was very fast. He thought very fast. So he doesn't write the tshuvas in a way that you can distill it. But he said, Moshe writes in the Tshuva, also Yerodeya Chelik Beis in the Chav Zayin, he says, the Dvar gelatin, Shenasim, Oros, Pehemus, Ksheros, he says, we don't eat it, and Ravad Yosef, also, in Eretz Yisrael now, I think you can get stuff with a Hefsher, kosher la'ochle gelatin.
Yeah.
You can get, because some people are Mekel, okay? So he says, Moshe writes, Yishles, or, okay? No, because it does come from, that's what he says. Yeah, sometimes, yeah. So that's the Eretz Yisrael, but probably came from Eretz Yisrael. Some posts come out, okay. But anyway, there be Rabbi did a different shul. Yeah, be Omer Chelik. Right, if it's edible, right. So the question is there achshavei? It's not so partial. I mean, this is or Moshe doesn't allow it, okay? Because that's a further question. I didn't really focus on it. If you take a look at the Rambam. He wrote Potter, but he didn't. I have to find it out. He wrote Potter, but he didn't say that it's. He says Potter, but does it mean like Shabbos Potter or Osir? Hilchos Shabbos, he says. Does it mean here? Okay, that's what Moshe talks about. Yabia Omer Ravadi also Chelaches Yerodeis Min Yeralef Kashrus Hagelatin Ba'Alocha. Okay. Anyway, so he says that there's room to be machmir, and that became the standard in terms of such. But gel caps would seem. Given the gel cap medicine, given the gelatin to begin with is a shiloh, and now that maybe it's not called achshavei, if it's assuming it doesn't taste good, I don't think the gel caps are not really done for taste. It's done to help it go down most probably, yeah. Right? So that would there's room certainly to be mako. And the Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenberg was many chulas on medicine because he was the postdoc of Shari Tzedek in Eretz Yisrael. Chalek Vov of Tzitz Eliezer Simon Tez Zayin Oz Gimel Dalia. It goes Gimel Yud Nidal. Okay, I printed the page. You can look through the chulas. But he mentions also perhaps, like we said before, by a Tarovas, there's no Isser, okay, of Akshavei to begin with. And he has another Tzad Heter that they're... there's so many things inside of it and so on that it's going to be talking about glycerin at the end. He also leans to be Mekalon, yes, on all these things. That's an interesting point. So we'll get back to that mamash in a minute. Okay, you asked about swallowing. I just want to point out the Pisvei Tshuva. Okay, right. It's right. So the Pisvei Tshuva, and that's Simon Yoridei Simon Kuf Nun Hey, which we went through Sikot and Vav. Okay, he says that that way he says it. One second. No, that's not. I'm sorry. Yeah, he says bli, it is considered, even bli is considered, even swallowing it is considered also for this purpose. The only question is there actually any taste to these gel things? Okay, the Shlomo Zalman in the Tshuva 54, Minchas Shlomo Chelak Aleph from Yud Zayin Tohor Pesa, he says Tshuva to Scheinberg. Okay, so he does. He says not so convinced. Maybe this stuff does have flavor. You have to go back to that guy, you, and ask him. You know, if you take the plastic off, the gel cap off, open it up. Is there a flavor to it? He says it's possible. Okay, he says that it's maybe it is, and it is royal machlas. He says we just don't eat it because we're looking to the base. Yesh harbei trufas the afshe sama trufa marmat. We wouldn't eat it, you know, but somebody would eat it, right? The person who's hungry would eat it. We're so spoiled or whatever, you know.
We're not
other people in the world eat other things. So he says it's an important point. He's not so convinced that some of these things are not actually royal achilas other. Maybe they are. We just don't eat it.
He's talking about okay? Gel cap itself?
I don't think he's talking about gel caps. He's just talking about things which, these types of ingredients in medicine. But I'm saying I'm applying the gel caps. I don't know the answer. Okay? So
gel caps, that'd be the measure is what we would eat.
Well, yeah, anachanami. Okay, that's true. That's true. I hear it. That's a stand. That's a norm today. Could be. Okay, that could be. The other another issue
gel
is
the only reason the gel cap is there is altogether the metal.
Yeah, I understand. Right.
Okay.
And I get it. But if there's a flavor, if it has a, you know, I assume not. I don't. But maybe some. Maybe well, I don't think you're talking gel cap, but some things do have a flavor. You know.
Yeah. Well,
glycerin has a flavor. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he was talking about. This has a sweetness. Right, he was talking about that. Okay, look at the 52, it's Osir Aleph. Yosef Shemutah Gam, he's make on glycerin. It's chemically different from its origin, so they talk about it. That's what in Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Tessim and Ayin Tess talks about, you know, if it's flavored, if it's tasty, so don't
mess up.
Right, so that's the issue. So Milchus Yitzchak, by Weiss, and his to this. No, but we just said the same thing. Yeah, but right, and the medicine for kids and so on is made to be chewable, edible, and there to me that's what the Minchas Yitzchak, Dine Weiss, 56, is Chelak Tess and his Shuvah Simon Ayin Tess. The Minchas Yitzchak, right? You know, it's not so pushy. If it actually tastes good, then he thinks it could possibly be a problem. And that's why you hear people say, hey, do it shaloka directly, wrap it up in a tissue, or some other way like that where you take it down, huh? Put it inside the gel cap. Right? Good. Very good. The other halachic issues, that other Rabbi Shlomo Kluger talks about chashi shir, and so on. I just want to mention a possible chiluk also, because that's what the Minchas Yitzchak is talking about. Benidon is a vitamin in. All now we were talking about a chola. Where does vitamins fit into this mix? Okay, your emotion, the coolers, we're all talking about medicine. Chol Hashem Bar Sakana. A vitamin, a healthy person eats. So again, this is what I was told, and I was going to ask Rabbi Shechter this week, he's going to ask his soul, so I get to speak to him, but my understanding is, from reading, which I checked with Rabbi Gerson, but my understanding is that this is actually Machlokas in the OU, between Rabbi Belskis and Rabbi Shechter, okay, because your emotion, not in the Tshuvas, but there's a, I have it home, I meant to bring, I forgot, they put out some of them, like called Moresh's Moshe, which is a collection of Piskei Halacha and so on, so written up by people who are Tamid in Nemonim, you know, and there, our Moshe said he doesn't want to extend the Hefter to vitamins. Okay, that's only that it's considered not food. Because vitamins are. Right, for that reason, it's food. It's food. So consistently. So Rabelski, the Halavacha, felt that you should not give the Hefter vitamins. I'm told that Rashefta disagreed, and he said it the same way. You know, like I said before, nobody's going to come home and let me have some vitamins. I need a snack. It's not food. And Rashefta did not, my understanding is that Rashefta did not think there's a difference between medicine and vitamins here. It's not food. It's just something towards ochel, okay? And therefore, whatever is mutter is mutter. Just to finish up, there is one thing. You asked about the list for Pesach, according to all this. So you have. Yeah. Right, they can be. Right. Yeah, I understand. I mean, the receptor makes a lot of sense. If it's not food, it's not food. Leave me alone. But, you know. But if not, there's some prenatal pills. That would be in the middle category, I suppose. That would be this machlokas. So it's not food. You wouldn't eat it as a food. Just to finish up, I know it's late. Let me just finish the last few sources. The last few sources are all the same basic issue. Okay, it's a Gemara and Yuma. Okay, pay Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara discusses Mishachs or Bulmos. You have to eat on ravenous and so on. You have to eat. So the Gemara there has a principle called Machilonos Vakalakal Chilon. Okay, meaning, and the Gemara has a list. Let's say he's got to eat something. So there's some tevel, which means produce from which tumas and maizes weren't taken, and there's nevela, non-kosher meat. What should he eat? Tamar says he should eat the nevela because that's only allowed. That's only allowed with malchus, and tevel is it's a karis because it's mixed with the tumah. And if it's shmita, as a whole list. Bottom line. Okay, as the Rambam paskins in Machos and Zohar, Gedal, Halachas Tezayin and Yizayin, he gives all the examples. Mach and Shogarach and Simitov Reishin Chesach, Uzum HaKippurim, you give him Hakal, Hakal, so try when you can to minimize the Isser. You do as little of this as possible. You take the minority Isser. Okay? Now, even because whatever, if you can without losing time. Machos and Zohar, yeah. But that's in the Halachas and Kippurim also. If you can, and it's no loss of time or anything else, do the lesser Isser. That's a. The foods wouldn't matter in Kippur, but the. Well, for example, the way why we wait 9 minutes or whatever it is, because you try and do the lesser Isser. Yeah, you try and do the lesser Isser when you can. Right, relates to that issue. I don't go to all that now, but the bottom line is you try and always do if you can, what's less Isser. Okay? And there's a further question. Let's say there's the Vela and the. There's only the veil of meat, but there's a shochet right there, and it's on Shabbos. Should he shech? And we have all these cases. So you can read the Makaris yourself. I just want to point out that this being the case, if one can get kosher medicine, then it's better not to do it. That's what I'm saying. So maybe have all these lists. If you can get Pesach, if you can get something that doesn't have any chashash of chometz or doesn't have any chashash of iser, then you should do that. Now the question becomes, and I'm not on Paskin, what if, I can get it, but it costs 3 times as much. Yeah, that's the problem. Well, the right? How far do I have to go?
They said better not because
of the kosher. Right,
it's a question.
Oh, no, don't worry, this is not. Right, and economy. But since there's a machlokes on some of these things, so you want to say, I'll stay out of the machlokes. I'll eat the food that the medicine is kosher, which is just as good a job. The question is, how far? The last two I printed was from Rav Moshe Yerodei Chelek Aleph from Yud Zayin. He writes, how do we determine hefsid merubah? It's a good question. So it's an important tshuva. A lot of times Shulchan Aruch says, well, if there's a hefsid merubah, it's going to be a big loss, then you don't have to be machler. How do you determine? So basically he says, hefsid merubah, he says, someone said it before, the end of the first, ein ledamos kolam akomo. It's not the same everywhere. It depends what the norm is, and it's not the same for every person either. And it's not the same at every time. So basically you have to look into that situation. What's hefsid merubah for me wouldn't be hefsid merubah for, I don't know, Warren Buffett or whatever. Pick your gevir. But I'm just saying, it's right? So you have to figure out what it is for that person. So, again, to tell a person to get kosher medicine to avoid this machlokes about gelatin or machlokes about whether, you can take this medicine or not, yes, actually, not actually, I want to avoid the whole machlokes, but it's going to cost, 10 times as much. That I once did it, so Meshach, I didn't give it straight. He said, it has to be reasonable. Yeah, you have to, right, same question. Well, that's all part of the same issue. So Moshe says you have to figure out what it is for you and for those people, but that's a bit of an open question, how far you have to go to try and avoid the machlokes. Okay. And what's the other good reason?